नंबर 17 फॉर डिस्कशन टुडे। अभ्यसेन मनसा शुद्धम त्रिवृत ब्रह्माक्षरम परम मनो यच्छेज्जित श्वासो ब्रह्म बीजम अविस्मरन। अभ्यसेन मनसा शुद्धम त्रिवृत ब्रह्माक्षरम परम मनो यच्छेद्जित श्वासो ब्रह्म बीजम अविस्मरन। अभ्यसेन मनसा शुद्धम त्रिवृत ब्रह्माक्षरम परम मनो यच्छेद्जित श्वासो ब्रह्म बीजम अविस्मरन। अभ्यसेन मनसा शुद्धम माताजी। विल सी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Abhyaset, one should practice. Manasa, by the mind. Shuddham, sacred. Trivrit, composed of the three. Brahmaksharam, transcendental letters. Param, the supreme. Mana, mind. यच्छेत गेट अंडर कंट्रोल जितश्वासः बाय रेगुलेटिंग द ब्रीदिंग एयर ब्रह्म एब्सोल्यूट बीजम सीड अविस्मरन विदाउट बीइंग फॉरगॉटन। ट्रांसलेशन आफ्टर सिटिंग इन द अबाव मैनर मेक द माइंड रिमेंबर द थ्री ट्रांसेंडेंटल लेटर्स अ उ म ओम and by regulating the breathing process control the mind so as not to forget the transcendental seed. Purport: Omkar or the pranava is the seed of transcendental realization and it is composed of the three transcendental letters a u ma. By its chanting by the mind in conjunction with the breathing process, which is a transcendental but mechanical way of getting into trance, as devised by the experience of great mystics, one is able to bring the mind, which is materially absorbed, under control. This is the way of changing the habit of the mind. The mind is not to be killed. Mind or desire cannot be stopped. But to develop a desire to function for spiritual realization, the quality of engagement by the mind has to be changed. The mind is the pivot of the active sense organs, and as such, if the quality of thinking, feeling, and willing is changed, naturally the quality of actions by the instrumental senses will also change. Omkar is the seed of all transcendental sound, and it is only the transcendental sound which can bring about the desired change of the mind and the senses. Even a mentally deranged man can be cured by treatment of transcendental sound. In the Bhagavad Gita, the pranava, Omkar, has been accepted as a direct, literal representation of the Supreme Absolute Truth. One who is not able to chant directly the holy name of the Lord, as recommended above, can easily chant the pranava, Omkar. This Omkar is a note of address, such as, in quotes, "O my Lord," just as "Om Hari Om" means, in quotes, "O my Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead." As we have explained before, the Lord's holy name is identical with the Lord Himself. So also is Omkar. But persons who are unable to realize the transcendental personal form or name of the Lord on account of their imperfect senses, in other words, the neophytes, are trained to the practice of self-realization by this mechanical process of regulating the breathing function and simultaneously repeating the pranava within the mind. As we have several times expressed, since the transcendental name, form, attributes, pastimes, etc. of the personality of Godhead are impossible to understand with the present material senses, it is necessary that through the mind, the center of sensual activities, such transcendental realization be set into motion. The devotees directly fix their mind on the person of the Absolute Truth, but one who is unable to accommodate such personal features of the Absolute is disciplined in impersonality to train the mind to make further progress. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, so seeking the blessings of all the devotees so that I can properly speak on this shloka here. This is shloka number 17. And in the previous shloka number 16, it was mentioned one should leave home and practice self-control. In a sacred place, he should bathe regularly and sit down in a lonely place, duly sanctified. And then in today's shloka, it is mentioned one should control the mind by chanting the Omkar. And after chanting the Omkar, when he controls his mind, then Brahma Bijam Avismaran, he should focus on Brahma. He should focus on the Supreme Lord. If you see Dhruv Maharaj's story, then it is roughly similar to Dhruv Maharaj's story. Yes, one should leave home. So Dhruv Maharaj left home. And then one should bathe in a holy place regularly. So when he met Narad Muni on the way, then Narad Muni told him, you go to Madhuvan and you bathe in the Yamuna river 3 times in a day. And then it is mentioned, one should sit in that place. So Dhruv Maharaj was standing, basically asan. Asan does not mean sit. Asan means you sthir banana hai khud ko. You become stable in one place. So Narad Muni stood and achieved stability. So his asanastha. And then, here it is mentioned, Trivrit Brahmaksharam Param. So, in this shloka, Shukdev Goswami, because this is the first step in God realization, this is the beginning of the Bhagavatam, just started 16 shlokas back, Shukdev Goswami started speaking. So, he is not, as a sensitive speaker, directly mentioning the holy names of the Lord, especially those from the spiritual world, the topmost part of the spiritual world, the Hare Krishna mantra. But he's definitely speaking, after leaving home, that is Yam, after bathing 3 times in the Yamuna, that is Niyam, and after doing Asan, then you have to do Pranayam. So Ashtanga Yoga is Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. So if you see Dhruv Maharaj's story, that is what is happening. It is Yam, then Niyam, then Asan, then Pranayam. What is Pranayam for him? Narad Muni, he checked that, you know, he has less time. He did not have much time to talk with Narad Muni because Narad Muni was highly agitated. And Narad Muni, from a distance, when he saw Dhruv Maharaj, he said, how amazing are the Kshatriyas that at such a young age, they have such kind of warm blood. This small child, he has got some small discrepancy in dealings and they didn't go as per his expectations. And just look at this small child, he's left home and he's gone into the forest. So he did not have much time because he understood Dhruv Maharaj is not going to sit there. At least Parikshit Maharaj is sitting for 7 days and 7 nights. Dhruv Maharaj will not wait for 7 days and 7 nights. For us, that 7 days and 7 nights is itself a big thing. But for Dhruv Maharaj, Narad Muni knows it's hardly going to be 7 minutes because Dhruv Maharaj is Dhruv. Dhruv means focused, he's firm, he's determined. So he's already determined. His mother told him, I cannot give you affection. I am a simit, I am a limited jiva. But you can get unlimited affection from the Supreme Lord who has the affection of millions of mothers. So Dhruv Maharaj is already determined to get affection of millions of mothers. He does not have much time. So he did not start with a uma. He did not start with Brahmaksharam Bijam. He did not give the seed. He gave the Brahmakshar only. So he said, my dear Dhruv, you go to the forest. You bathe in the Yamuna 3 times a day. And you live simply. And you stand, you do some tapasya, and you regulate your eating habits. Don't go for fancy eating items. Whatever is available simply in the jungle, that only you eat. And while doing all this, you have to do pranayam. And what was the pranayam that Narad Muni gave to him? He said, you should chant this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Dwadashakshari mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, in this way, we see how the Dhyana Yoga Paddhati that Krishna describes in the 6th chapter was followed by Narad Muni for Dhruva. So what did Dhruva do then? Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam. Then he made the image of the Lord, the form of the Lord stable in his own heart. And then Dhyana. And then finally when he saw the Lord, then he achieved Samadhi because in Samadhi, you don't want anything else. You feel completely satisfied. Krishna also says in the Gita, somebody who has achieved the Supreme Lord, what is the 6th chapter shloka? He considers nothing else as more important. Yam labdhuva chaparam labham manyate na adhikam na adhikam tataha. So, yam labdhuva chaparam labham manyate na adhikam tataha. Nothing else is important. And similarly, we see in Dhruva Maharaj, when he received the darshan of the Supreme Lord, then he says, now what do I want? Only thing I want is those devotees who glorify you, bhaktim muhu pravatam toi me prasango. Similarly, here also, Shukdev Goswami, in the previous shloka, spoke about yam and niyam, and in this shloka, he is talking about asana and pranayam. So in today's shloka, Shukdev Goswami is speaking about basically the omkar. And this omkar, in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we may not give any explicit importance to the omkar. At least in our daily chanting, we don't seem to give it as much importance as the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But if you see in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he faced opposition from Srila Prakashanand Saraswati in Varanasi, then one of the strongest arguments that he posed is that you are following Sripad Shankaracharya, and Sripad Shankaracharya, there is a Mukhya Vakya and there is some Gauna Vakya. Mukhya Vakya means they are really important, and Gauna Vakya means they are less important. But Shankaracharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, gave extra importance to Gauna Vakya, and he says some of the Gauna Vakya that he gave more importance is Tattvam Asi. So Tattvam Asi literally means Tat is that, Tvam is you, and Asi means are. So in English it means you are that. And at one point of time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met somebody and he said, Tattvam Asi. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, No, don't point the finger here. You point the finger upwards. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sentence Tattvam Asi, but he said that Tat Tvam is not Tvam, is not a Jiva. He says Tat Tvam Asi. You have to say the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Absolute Truth. The form of the Lord is Nirguna form of the Lord. It is not Saguna form of the Lord. It is not Maya form of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did accept Tattvam Asi, but he accepted Tattvam Asi at the importance level at which it is and it deserves. That Tattvam Asi should not be applied to the millions of Jivas. Tattvam Asi should be applied to the millions of the avatars and the vyuha and the form of the Supreme Lord. So in the argument with Srila Prakashanand Saraswati, he says, Pranavase Mahavakya Vedera Nidan Ishvara Swarupa Pranav Sarva Vishwadham. He says, Pranavase Mahavakya. Oh, some Gauna Vakya, you gave a lot of importance to it, and this way you basically convoluted the philosophy of Vedanta. But actually, what is the Mahavakya? Pranavase Mahavakya. The real Mahavakya is Pranava. Vederani Dan. You know, that is how we understand the Vedas. Ishvara Swarupa Pranav Sarva Vishwadham. Actually, the Omkar is the form of the Lord. Ishvara Swarupa Pranava Sarva Vishwadham. So today in the shloka, the last line says, Brahma Bijam. Brahma Bijam means it is the seed of what? Brahma. Brahma means the whole existence. And Parabrahma is the source of existence, which is beyond the existence. So Brahma is Vishwa, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Prakashanand Saraswati. Ishvara Swarupa Pranava Sarva Vishwadham. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, in this Omkar is the entire existence, and Shukdev Goswami is saying, Brahma Bijam Avismaran. So in a typical banyan tree seed, is the banyan tree there inside in the seed? Yes. But who can see the banyan tree in the seed? Somebody who has knowledge. If you pass it on around here, and city people, they don't know many times what different seeds look like. We just know mango seed. Mango seed, if somebody says, then oh, yeah, mango seed. Baki other seeds, jamun seed, other seeds we don't know. But somebody who's knowledgeable, you give him a banyan tree seed, then he will be able to, oh, this is banyan tree seed. So he can see the banyan tree within the banyan tree seed, which is a small seed. And a small seed, you see this huge banyan tree. Similarly, those who are intelligent, those who are knowledgeable, in the little small sound, om, three syllables only, a, om, a. अरे इतनी सी जगह लगती है उसको लिखने के लिए. इन दैट ओम श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज सीइंग सर्व विश्वधाम. सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज सीइंग ब्रह्म बीजम. सो दिस ओम इज ऑलमोस्ट नॉट रियली अंडरस्टूड बाय मेनी पीपल, एंड देर इज अ नीड फॉर अस टू अंडरस्टैंड द पावर ऑफ ओम. सो विल जस्ट speak about some of the glories of Om. These are all from Bhakti Vedanta purports. We have not gone outside the Bhakti Vedanta purports. So, it is mentioned, without Omkar, no Vedic mantra is successful. These are verbatim Srila Prabhupada's words from his purports. Srila Jiva Goswami in Bhagavat Sandarbha mentions that Omkar is the sound vibration of the holy name of the Lord, and only this sound vibration can deliver somebody from clutches of Maya. Why does only the sound vibration, why is it only that is capable of liberating us from Maya? Actually, the first element that is created in the material world is ether. And ether, the second, Vishaya Vastu, that is created, is actually sound. So the first avaran, the way in which this material world is created, is sound. If we check the reverse process is given in 4th canto when Prithu Maharaj leaves this world. So Prithu Maharaj's whole success story is given. And there is one chapter where Prithu Maharaj gives up his kingdom and goes to the jungle. And then Prithu Maharaj is with his wife, but he has kind of become a recluse. So he sits alone, and then it is mentioned he is preparing to give up his body. So first he accumulates all the blood and all the liquid substances in his body. He accumulates it all and merges it into the substance called water. Because if you see in the body, the highest substance, the Pancha Mahabhut, what is the largest quantity Pancha Mahabhut in our body? Water. So he accumulates all the liquid substances in his body and merges into water. That water he merges into Bhumi, earth. That earth he merges into fire. Fire he merges into air. And finally air he merges into ether. That's how he gives up his body. So the way the creation is formed is from ether, air is formed from air, fire is formed from fire, water is formed from water, earth is formed. And Prithu Maharaj, when he is giving up his body, he follows the exact process but in a reverse way. So, if ether and from ether sound is produced, that is the first thing, the first avaran. Unless you give up that first avaran that is there in this world, how will you get free from this world? So, this layer, then this layer, just like in a cabbage, when you cut, then there are multiple layers of the cabbage. And if you are in the center, finally you have to pierce through all the layers of the universe to get liberation out of this material world. So it's not just enough to give up attachment to the first layer. You have to give up attachment to the second, third, fourth, and so on. And finally, the last layer is ether. And how do you break ether? You break ether by sound vibration. Because the substance that travels in the medium of ether is sound. So the first avaran is sound, and that's why the last avaran that you have to break when you go back in the reverse order is also sound. And that's why we all know Vedanta Sutra, the first sutra is Athato Brahma Jidnyasa. And what is the last sutra of Vedanta Sutra? It is Anavritti Shabdat. Avritti means covering and Anavritti means uncovering. So the first Sutra of Vedanta Sutra is Atha, now that you have got a human form of life, Atha Brahma Jidnyasa. And the last is, after going through all the Vedanta Sutra, Anavritti. Now you want to uncover everything? Shabdat, through sound. So the Vedanta Sutra is the end of all the Vedas. And the end of Vedanta Sutra is saying, you can get liberation by sound. And sometimes devotees have formed groups where they do kirtan. And the name of the group is Liberation by Sound. But that Liberation by Sound is from that Vedanta Sutra, last Sutra. So Omkar is very important. And the Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it starts with Omkar, which Dhruv Maharaj, Narad Muni gave to Dhruv Maharaj. Bhagavatam starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So first canto, first chapter, first shloka starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And second canto, first chapter, first shloka, where Shukdev Goswami actually starts speaking, that also starts with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So both of them, they started with that. And that's why here it is mentioned, if everything depends on sound, then only this sound vibration can deliver from the clutches of Maya. And in the purport today, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, even a mentally deranged man, a crazy person, if he is given transcendental sound vibration, he can be delivered. So imagine, if Srila Jiva Goswami is saying, from the overall Maya, those five kinds of ignorance that are mentioned in the fifth canto, first is tamas, then first is tamistra, andha tamistra, tamas, and those five layers of ignorance are given. So the first layer of ignorance that is given to the living entity in the spirit, the spiritual world when it comes to the material world is, I get a separate identity other than Krishna. So till he comes to the material world, the identity is Bhavan Prabhur Aham Dasa. And as soon as we forget that my relationship with the Supreme Lord is Bhavan Prabhur Aham Dasa, then the first layer of ignorance is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. And that first layer of ignorance is Maya. And then after that, the second layer of ignorance is considering that I am the body. And the third layer of ignorance is there is nothing beyond death. And the fourth layer of ignorance is that I can get enjoyment by using all these Vishaya Vastu, the material objects of sense gratification. So how does it start? When will we enjoy the temporary sense objects and expect that we will get unlimited sense gratification? It is foolishness. Any object of sense gratification, source of happiness that we see in the material world, itself is temporary. And from the temporary sense object, which we can clearly understand with our intelligence, we are expecting unlimited sense gratification. How can the Sat, Chit and Ananda Jiva fall into such temporary, fall into such gross foolishness? Because the first layer is, I forgot my connection with Krishna. So that highest Maya, that in all situations, whether in the material world or whether in the spiritual world, I am dependent on Krishna. In the material world, where does the food come from? Krishna says, Bija, the seed of everything is me. Where did the rice come from, which we ate in the morning today or which we are going to eat in the afternoon today? It came from the seed of rice. Where did that seed of rice come from? Last year's rice. Where did last year's rice come from? From the previous year's rice. And so on. So who gave the first grain of rice? The wheat that we are eating today came from last year. And last year's wheat came from the year before that. And so on. We go millions of years in the past. When the creation happened, when did the first grain of wheat come from? So Krishna is saying, I gave that. And then we eat that. Who gives the taste to that? So Krishna says that. Then when we eat it, pachami annam chaturvidham. Aham vaishva naro bhutva pachami annam chaturvidham. So what is the digestive fire in the stomach? That is Krishna. Seed given by Krishna. This body given by Krishna, the digestion power given by Krishna. And then he says, what is that? Paurusham Nrushu? He says, I am the ability in man. So you eat dependent on Krishna, you digest depending on Krishna. And when you do something, ability, he says, Paurusham Nrushu. In the Nara, the Paurusha, the ability is also me. So in the material world, we are completely dependent on Krishna. And before coming to the material world, forgetting Krishna, in the spiritual world, we are definitely dependent on Krishna. So which is the situation when we are independent of Krishna? And when we are nowhere independent of Krishna, we are thinking, no, I can do something without Krishna. So that is that first Maya. And that first Maya, which is the reason of the avalanche that happens in our life, the snowball effect. Small snowball, it falls down, it gathers snow, then it becomes a huge snowball. So similarly, our problems have become like a snowball. Just small thing. I have an independent existence away from Krishna. Krishna, let him be in the altar and I'm outside the altar. I will never go into the altar and Krishna will never come out of the altar. I will arrange that. So Krishna will always be inside and I'll be always outside. Wo apni duniya mein, main apni duniya mein. That is the beginning of... So, Jiva Goswami is saying that highest Maya can be cured by transcendental sound vibration. And this small Maya, where some of us sometimes go crazy, go mad. Somebody is saying... One person was saying in a lunatic asylum, mental asylum. He said that I am so and so Prime Minister of India. So now you respect me. One lunatic is telling another lunatic, and that the other lunatic is saying, I will do it in the evening because today morning there is a parade. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru is coming. So he is already crazy and he is saying there is a parade. Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru is coming, and that's why I cannot bow down to you. Actually, you are also the next Prime Minister of India. So both are crazy. So if transcendental sound vibration can cure the biggest Maya, this small time lunatic, the craziness that comes to a person, will it not get solved? And that's why Prabhupada is saying, even a crazy person, if he chants Pranava, what to speak of if a crazy person chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he's crazy in a material way, then he'll get cured of that craziness, and then he can actually develop love of Godhead, which is kind of a transcendental craziness. But this is from Srila Jiva Goswami, and Srila Jiva Goswami says, that's why this Pranava is sometimes called Tara. Tara means, just in Hindi we say, ये हमको तर के लेके जाएंगे, तार के लेके जाएंगे. So tara means the pranava is like a boat on which we can sit and we can cross over from the material world, we can cross over the bhava sagar and we can go to the spiritual world. So sometimes it is also called Taraka Mantra. And many times, other than the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there are many holy names of the Lord. Om Namo Narayana Ashtakshari Mantra, Dwadakshakshari, I already told you, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. These are all Jai Ram, Krishna Hari. These are all holy names of the Lord. And all of these holy names of the Lord are called Taraka Mantra. But some of our acharyas, they say, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also the holy names of the Lord. But the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not Taraka Mantra, it is called Paraka Mantra. So what is the difference? Taraka and Paraka. Taraka means it will just deliver us from the material world, it will free us from the clutches of the material world and send us to the spiritual world. But Paraka Mantra means while transferring us from the material world to the spiritual world, it will also give us prema. So just transferring somebody is one thing. But giving him love of Godhead is something that has never done before. And that's why every other incarnation gives the Taraka Mantra. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Prema Avatar. He is not just any other avatar. He is not just Vishnu. He is not just Krishna. He is influenced by the mood of Radharani. And that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not give the Taraka Mantra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the Paraka Mantra. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special gift, Chiradadattam Nijagupta Vittam. Chirad Adattam, it has never been given before for a long, long time. That special Paraka Mantra we have got, but Jiva Goswami is mentioning this Omkar is Taraka Mantra. It can take us beyond the material world. Srimad Bhagavatam also starts with Omkar, and Srila Sridhar Swami, when he is commenting on this Omkar, he says, this Omkar is Tara Ankura, Tara Ankura. Ankura means again the seed, the beginning of something. When a sprout happens, when you sow a bead in the beech, when you sow a seed in the ground, the first sprout that comes in Hindi or Marathi or even in Sanskrit is called Ankura. So Srila Sridhar Swami is saying, Omkar is actually Tarankura. It is the seed of deliverance from the material world. So the day we chant Omkar, that is the beginning of our journey outside the material world. So Shukdev Goswami begins with Om. Narad Muni begins with Om. And just to honor the Omkar, can we also chant one Om? Om. Jai. Srila Prabhupada mentions, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned, Namnam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. And Srila Prabhupada mentions, according to this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, all the names of the Lord have all the potencies of the Lord. And that's why Omkar also has all the potencies of the Lord. But this Omkar, we don't see the word Radha, we don't see the word Krishna, we don't see something else. So how to understand this Omkar? I'll give you an example. Our Prabhu's name sitting here is Narasimha Tirtha Prabhu. But let's say some new person comes and he's sitting here and he wants to call out to him and he does not know his name. But he wants to say, Prabhuji, your pen milega kya? Can I have your pen? He may call him Prabhu. Or he may call him Saffron Prabhu. He does not know the name. And in the class, he does not want to call out and ask his name. Or he will call out, oh, Prabhu with spectacles. So, Prabhu with spectacles or Saffron dress Prabhu, these are also calling out to that person. But these are indirect ways of calling out to Narasimha Tirtha Prabhu. Narasimha Tirtha Prabhu has a very specific name, Narasimha Tirtha Prabhu. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can call him by indirect names. Vibhu means he is the great. You can call him Achintya, Anirdeshya, Nirvachaniya, Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means he is beyond our jnana that is measured by Aksha. Aksha means the eyes and Ja means Janma. So whatever knowledge is born from the knowledge acquiring senses, the Jnanendriya, beginning with the eyes, Aksha Ja. But he is Adha Kritaha Akshaja Jnanam Enam. Means Krishna pushes down all the material knowledge that is accumulated by our knowledge acquiring senses. This is the literal meaning of the word Adhokshaja. Nirvachaniya. Nirvachaniya means you cannot formulate him in this mundane sound vibration. Anirdeshya. Anirdeshya means aap usko nirdesh nahi kar sakte. You cannot point out with your mundane senses. So all these words, they are like indirect ways of referring to. Just like if I want to call out to him, then I say, Prabhu with spectacles. Prabhu sitting under the fan. But if I know the names directly, then I can go. But what about Narasimha Tirtha Prabhu?
When somebody calls out to him, "Oh, spectacles Prabhu, oh, saffron Prabhu," does he feel bad? Does he say, "You have insulted me"? He understands this person does not know my name. But he is calling out to me. So, Narasimha Tirtha Prabhu will not feel bad even if you call him indirectly. But one thing is there. He may not feel bad if he is called indirectly, but he will be very happy if you call him directly, because that name is a very special name. So similarly, when you call out to the Lord indirectly, Vibhu, Paramatma, Anirdesha, Nirvachaniya, Adhokshaja, it's not wrong, but it does not give happiness to the Lord. But when you call out to the Lord by calling out his names, so in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is speaking to Sanatan Goswami. Lord has two kinds of names. One is the primary names and the secondary names. What are the primary names? An ordinary person, if you ask this question, primary names, then primary names, he would say, signifying the greatness of the Lord. How the Supreme Lord is great. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatan Goswami, the primary names of the Lord are those connected with his devotees. Radhanath, Gopinath, Partha Sarathi, Gopijan Vallabh, Braja Jana Ranjana, Giridhari. So any name in Vrindavan, within Vrindavan or outside, Partha Sarathi is outside Vrindavan, but he says these are the primary names. Why? Because these names remind Krishna of his relationships with those who call out to him personally. So when you use Krishna's names that call out to Krishna, which remind him of his relationships, where devotees call out to him directly, you are also calling out to him directly, and that are primary names. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatan Goswami, the secondary names are those names which signify his greatness. So Omkar is also non-different from the holy names of the Lord, but it has its own place in the hierarchy. And Srila Prabhupada mentions, anyone who chants Omkar or the holy name meets the Lord directly in sound form. Of the many incarnations of the Lord incarnates in a forest form. What is the forest incarnation of the Lord? Naimisharanya. Of all the incarnations of the Lord appears in a hill form. How does the Lord appear in a hill? Govardhan hill. Of all the incarnations of the Lord, how does the Lord appear in the Vedas? He says, Sama Vedosmi. Vedanam Sama Vedosmi. Of all the incarnations of the Lord, how does the food incarnation of the Lord look like? It is Mahaprasad. Similarly, of all the sounds, how does the Lord incarnate? He incarnates as the holy name of the Lord. 10.26 Krishna mentions, Yajna Nam Japa Yajnosmi. So we, you know, while reading the Ramayana, Mahabharata, we Ashwamedha Yajna, Jyotishtoma Yajna, and Vajpaya Yajna, we come across all these names of the Yajnas, and sometimes we feel, oh, these Rajasu Yajna, it goes on for such a long time, and Vajpaya Yajna goes on for such a long time. Ashwamedha Yajna goes on for such a long time. I think these must be the greatest Yajnas. You ask Krishna. Krishna says, Yajna Nam Japa Yajnosmi. Of all these complicated and long Yajnas, I am the Japa Yajna, chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, first canto, and Narad Muni is speaking to Vyas Dev. And after, towards the end of his instructions, he says, Iti Murti Abhidhanena Mantra Murtim Amurtikam Yajate Yagya Purusham Sasam Yag Darshanah Puman. Sa Samyak Darshanah Puman. You want to know the complete form of the Lord? You want to meet the Lord completely? Sa Samyak, you want to meet? Yes. Then how you? Iti Murti Abhidhanena. Mantra Murtim Amurtikam. Krishna is Amurtikam. It does not have a material form, but you can get him in Mantra Murti. So Narad Muni is telling Vyasa Rishi, please chant the names of the Lord, which is the Murti. What Murti? Mantra Murti. So Mantra Murti Amurtikam is the sound form of the Lord. And in the Narad Pancharatra, the Supreme Lord, it is mentioned, Narad Muni mentions, the Supreme Lord appears before the chanter of this mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. Narad Pancharatra is mentioning. Mandukya Upanishad is mentioning, all that one sees in the spiritual world is an expansion of the spiritual potency of Omkar. So the spiritual world is an expansion of Omkar. One who knows Omkar and Vishnu are identical, he can no more lament or hanker for anything. One who chants the Omkar no longer remains a Shudra, but he comes to the platform of a Brahman by chanting the Omkar. Simply by chanting the Omkar, one can understand the whole universe to be an expansion of the Lord's energy. Just like Narada Muni is telling Vyasadeva, Idam hi Vishwam Bhagavan Ivetaro. The Supreme Lord is not different from this Brahmanda in one way, because it is the energy of the Lord. But it's very difficult to understand how the Supreme Lord is equal to this Brahmanda. But by chanting the Omkar, we can see that. And in that same purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan have given us a very understanding, deep understanding, and is very nice for us. The three syllables that was mentioned here, it is mentioned Trivrit Brahmaksharam. Trivrit, three syllables are there. A, U and Ma. And we discussed in the beginning of the class today, it is very difficult to see the names of Radha and Krishna in this A, U and Ma. But what are the six Goswamis of Vrindavan saying? The six Goswamis of Vrindavan have mentioned, Akarena Uchate Krishna Sarva Lokaikanayakah Ukarena Uchate Radha Makaro Jivavachakah Akarena Uchate Krishna Sarva Lokaikanayakah. The A, U, Ma, A represents the Supreme Lord Krishna. And the U represents Srimati Radharani. And Ma represents all the Jivas. And that's why A, U, Ma, Om, it represents the totality, the Supreme Lord, His internal energy, and also His separated expansions, Vibhinnamsha, the Jivas. In this way, just like we say, Panchatattva Ekavastu. In the beginning, Adilila, it is mentioned, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions, you see the five personalities, Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityanand, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Shivas Pandit. They're in different roles. But what does he say? Panchatattva ekavastu nahi kichu bhed, rasa aswadite kintu vibhida vibhed. Actually, it is ekavastu. It is the same substance, spiritual substance. Panchatattva ekavastu nahi kichu bhed. There is no difference. Then why are they different? How is Supreme Lord, what is that? Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam. Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Bhakta Shakti is Gadadhar Pandit, Bhakta is Shivas Pandit, Bhakta Rupa is Advaita Acharya, Bhakta Avatar is Nityanand Prabhu, and Ishwara is Lord Chaitanya. So they are different. But Krishnadas Kaviraj is also mentioning, Nahi Kichu Bhed, there is no difference. Then why they are different also and they are not different also? Rasa Aswadite Kintu Vivida Vibhed. Just to taste the different mellows of devotional service, the same Lord is Balram. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of Served Godhead. And Balram is Supreme Personality of Servant Godhead. So he is also Godhead. But his mood is different. He wants to taste the sweetness of Seva. Seva Ras he wants to taste. In the same way, in Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is saying, I want to taste the Seva Ras. So at least Krishna is the enjoyer and all the servants, starting from Balram, Radharani and all the Sakha, Sridhama, Sudama and Stokagra, all of them are servants, but at least Krishna is in the mood of enjoyer, Rasaraj. But what happens in Chaitanya Leela? In Chaitanya Leela, the topmost person whom they are all following, he himself is in the mood of servant. So now, if the Swami is in the mood of servant, what does the servant do? So servant becomes a different kind of servant only. He cannot not follow the master. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the servant. So then they become servant of the servant. When Nityanand Prabhu becomes servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Advaita Acharya becomes servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why Advaita Acharya is actually Ishwar. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. Advaita Acharya is Sadashiv combined. But what does Mahavishnu speak in Sri Chaitanya Leela? He says, Prema dhana vinu vyartha daridra jivan dasa kori vetan more deho prema dhan. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. From Mahavishnu's pores, the material worlds come, the Brahmanda comes. And Mahavishnu is saying, Prema dhana vinu vyartha daridra jivan. The owner of all the universes come from him. The whole aggregate of the material energy comes from him. As Prema Dhana Vinu Vyartha Daridra Jivan,
Das Kori Vetana More, please give me the salary of Prem. And for that, so when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the leader, is in a servant mood, then the secondary Ishwar, Nityananda Prabhu, is also in a servant mood. Then another Ishwar, Advaita Acharya, is also in a servant mood. But this whole collective together is the complete thing, Panchatattva. It starts with the Supreme Lord, the avatar of the Supreme Lord, the roop of the Supreme Lord, the internal potency of the Supreme Lord, Gadadhar Pandit, and the separated marginal energy of the Supreme Lord, that is the Jiva, that is Narad Muni, Srivas Pandit. So similarly, the Omkar is also complete. It has Krishna, it has Radharani, and it has the Jivas. And that's why Omkar has great potency to set us free from the material world. The second instance where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives lot of importance to the word Omkar, first was with Prakashanand Saraswati and second is with Sarvabhoom Bhattacharya. So with Sarvabhoom Bhattacharya also, because Sarvabhoom Bhattacharya is arguing, who knows who is Krishna and all that. So again with him he emphasizes Omkar and he says, Pranavaye Mahavakya Ishwarera Murti Pranavahaite Sarva Veda Jagata Utpatti. He says, Pranavaye Mahavakya. Again he says, you people have given lot of importance to Gauna Vakya or Laghu Vakya. Actually, the main Mahavakya is Omkar. Pranavaye Mahavakya Ishwarera Murti. That Pranava, it looks very simple. Om. Actually, it is Ishwarera Murti. Pranava Haite Sarva Veda Jagata Utpatti. The holy name of the Lord is complete. So, just like Om has a Uma, actually the Hare Krishna Mahamantra also, it looks very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna and Ram, these three words have been arranged in a very artistic, in a very attractive way. It becomes very sweet to chant, but actually the Hare word signifies Srimati Radharani. And when any mantra has the Supreme Lord and His internal potency together, that mantra is actually the complete mantra. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra is really very important. So there is one Namashtakam, just like we chant Chorashtakam, we chant Damodarashtakam. So Srila Rupa Goswami has chanted, has composed a Namashtakam. So in that Namashtakam, the first shloka mentions, Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratnamala Dyuti Nirajita Padapanka Janta Ai Mukta Kulair Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Samshrayami. What does it mean? Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratnamala. Of all the Vedas are worshipable, and of all the Vedas, the Upanishads are worshipable. And how many Upanishads there are? 108. So if you compose a mala, if you compose a garland, garland is made up of the best flowers. You don't take ordinary flowers for a mala. So the Vedas are already worshipable. Of all the Vedas, the Upanishads are considered to be the highest. And these 108 Upanishads, if there is a mala, if there is a series of all these Upanishads, and these garland of the Upanishads, which is the essence of the Vedas, which is the transcendental sound vibration coming from the material world, they worship the effulgence of the toenails of Harinam. Harinam Prabhu has a toenails, and toenails gives out an effulgence, and that effulgence of the toenail of Harinam is being worshipped by Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratnamala Dyuti. Dyuti means the effulgence. Nirajita Padapanka Janta. And then he mentions, this Harinam is not ordinary. How it is not ordinary? Ai Mukta Kulair Upasya Manam. So Yudhishthir is Pandav Kul. Dhruv Maharaj is Auttanapada, Uttanapada Putra. So he's called Auttanapada. So everyone has a kul. Kaunse family mein hai aate aap. So here he is mentioning Ai Mukta Kulair. So there is a family of those who are Muktas. Who is that? Shukdev Goswami belongs to Muktakul. Narad Muni belongs to Muktakul. Chatush Kumar belong to Muktakul. They have another kul. Ai Muktakulair Upasya Manam. So those members of the Muktakul, Narad Muni, he worships the holy name. Chatush Kumaras, they worship the holy name. Shukdev Goswami worship the holy name. Ai Muktakulair Upasya Manam Paritastvam Harinam Samshrayami. I take shelter of that holy name. So this holy name, it looks very simple. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It is the complete manifestation of the Supreme Lord in this material world. It has the holy names of Krishna, it has the holy names of Radharani.
And when we want to call out to the Lord in a direct way, these holy names are very nice. If somebody does not understand it and if somebody is not purified, then the indirect method is mentioned in the Vedas, which is Pranava or which is Omkar. And Lord Krishna at least three times in the Bhagavad Gita, he mentions that I am the Omkar. And in 8.13, 8th chapter, shloka number 13 of the Gita, Krishna says, Om iti ekaksharam brahma vyaharan mam anusmaran yah prayati tyajandeham sayati paramam gatim. Vyaharan means vibrating. So Krishna says, Om iti ekaksharam brahma, this ek akshar, Om, this is non-different from Brahma. If somebody vyaharan mam anusmaran, if somebody remembers me and chants Omkar, yah prayati tyajan deham, and while chanting the Omkar, if you leave this world, sa yati paramam gatim, he attains the spiritual world. So if somebody chants the Omkar, it was mentioned in today's class, he can come out of mental derangement. If he's crazy, he'll become well. The highest maya can go away. It is worshipped by Ai Mukta Kulair Upasya Manam, and that holy name, just imagine Krishna's mercy, that even if somebody does not know who is the Supreme Lord, but you call him indirectly, Krishna does not say, why, you don't know my name? You don't want to call me Narasimha Tirth Prabhu? You want to call me Saffron Prabhu? You want to call me Spectacles Prabhu? I am not going to listen to you. In Gajendra's prayers, in all the prayers, there is no direct reference to Narayan, there is no direct reference to Krishna. He just kept on chanting the indirect names. But the Supreme Lord understood, he is a devotee who is somehow not able to remember my direct names. But if he is not able to remember my direct names, I cannot say, I will help you indirectly. Krishna says, ye yatha mam prapadyante. So ye yatha literally means, as you worship me, I surrender accordingly, I reveal accordingly. If you actually go by ye yatha mam, if somebody calls out to Krishna indirectly, Krishna should not help personally, Krishna should help indirectly. Ye yatha. So if Gajendra called out to the Supreme Lord indirectly, never called him Narayan, never called him Krishna, he does not know. He just says, oh, you are this, you are this, you are this, you are this. He calls out to the qualities. Guna Kirtan he does not do Nama Kirtan. So when he is calling out to the Lord indirectly, it would have been expected that the Lord would have helped him indirectly. Lord could have sent some pure devotee to help him, or Lord could have sent just the Sudarshan Chakra from the spiritual world to help him. But the Lord does not feel like that. The Lord does not say, you call out to me indirectly, aap mera Omkar se naam bol rahe hai, Krishna nahi bolenge, Ram nahi bolenge. Nahi, lekin aap jaan bujh ke nahi bol rahe. Krishna is in the heart, Krishna knows. Why is he not calling out to me directly, Krishna? Why is he not calling out to me directly, Ram? Why is he not calling out to me, Narayan? Why is he chanting Guna Kirtan? He is not chanting Nam Kirtan. He does not know. He is innocent. He does not know the names. Nobody told him. He did not meet any Vaishnav. Vaishnavas are rare. He did not meet any Vaishnav. That's why he does not know the direct names of the Lord. But he is chanting my Guna Kirtan. He is chanting the Omkar. So, somebody may call me indirectly, but I will not help him indirectly. I will personally go and help him. And Garuda becomes his Vahan and Lord Narayan comes personally. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, when he comments on that shloka, he says, in some other yugas, when that Gajendra Leela comes, and Lord Narayan feels that even his Vahan's speed is slow, even the Garuda's speed is slow, sometimes he does not even board Garuda. Lord Narayan is so eager to save Gajendra, he just comes directly and he saves Gajendra. So, chapter 87 of the Krishna book, in the prayers offered by the Vedas to Lord Krishna, there is one very beautiful line written by Prabhupada. He says, of all the qualities of Lord Krishna, the most important quality is his karuna, is compassion. So Krishna has how many qualities? 64. Only 50 in the normal jivas. 55 in Lord Shiva, Vishnu has 60, and 64 Krishna has. From another perspective, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, the highest quality of Krishna is compassion. So when somebody calls out for help from Krishna, Krishna does not use the shloka, ye yatha mam prapadyante. You call me directly, you call me indirectly, you call me Spectacles Prabhu, you call me Saffron Prabhu, or you call me by my name, I will help you. And this is why the Supreme Lord, being merciful to the highest degree, appears again and again in this world. I am reading Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrit, And the first shloka of Brihad Bhagavat Amrit, Srila Sanatana Goswami, the first 12 shlokas are basically Mangalacharan. He offers a prayer to Lord Krishna. He offers a prayer to Srimati Radharani. He offers a prayer to Govardhan Hill. In this way, he offers a prayer to Yamuna Devi. So first 12 shlokas are just prayers before beginning the actual grantha. So the first shloka, he says, I'm not able to remember the exact Sanskrit words now, but he says, O Lord Krishna, who is an ocean of compassion, and why? Nija padabja prema dana kripavataro. Nija jayati. Jayati nija padabja prema dana avatirno. So first was Jayati, all glories to Lord Krishna. And he says, nija padabja, your own lotus feet, prema dana avatirno. Why does Lord Krishna come into this world? If you ask Krishna, he says, dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. But if you ask Sanatan Goswami, he is saying, Krishna appears in this world to give the dana, to give the charity of love towards his own lotus feet. Because paritranaya sadunam and vinashaya dushkitam, you don't need Krishna. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya dushkitam, even his pure devotees can do. Parikshit Maharaj, he caught hold of Kali and threatened him, and Kali started shivering and Kali gave up his dress. So one pure devotee can threaten Kali, paritranaya sadunam vinashaya dushkitam happened there. But Lord Krishna, according to Sanatan Goswami, jayati nija padabja prema dana avatirno. So Krishna is described by Sanatan Goswami as a very compassionate person. Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book is describing Krishna as a very compassionate person. And when this extremely compassionate person appears in this world in the mood of his most compassionate devotee Srimati Radharani, then that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not give us the Taraka Mantra. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the Paraka Mantra. And that's why we have received the greatest gift that has never ever been revealed before. This simple looking, very innocent looking Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And let us all pray to Lord Krishna that may we develop some affection for this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. May we understand how this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Brahma Bijam Avismaran. How everything is contained in this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So let us chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Jai Srila Shukdev Goswami ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai. Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.